Coop is in the chat.
He took a break? He took a break from the dog.
After I got the goblin, I will say I'm watching less anime and awful degenerate hentai.
Look at that. Well, he has an outlet. Well, and this is the thing.
Yeah, he has an outlet. It's good.
Because, Grim, you and I both know all of these things are substitutes for the real thing, right? And these guys who are out here saying, like, you know, like, oh, I don't need the real thing because I've got, and then, you know, insert random, you know, substitute here, right?
Right.
It's still a substitute. It's like getting.
I'll agree with that.
It's like getting the impossible burger, right?
Right.
Even if they make it as close to possible, it's still not the beef patty you want, right?
Right.
It's close. You could say, well, hey, it has fewer side effects. Like, women are, you know, they do come with side effects, right? You got to deal with a lot of BS. You got to deal with a whole lot of garbage. You're like, oh, God, man.
Yeah.
They can just shut up and just get back to making me a sandwich before and after I smash. We'd all be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But here's the thing, though. If you take the autonomy completely away from something, you wind up with just a hollow shell, right? And this is not a right. knock on dolls or porn or anime or hentai, whatever someone's into, or even just self-medication when they're stroking themselves, right? But what ends up happening is you get into, like, there's no feedback, right?
Right.
You just, okay, watch this. I'm going to click this button, click, and then, oh, 3 hours later, there's no, like that whatever you're watching, it is, right. It's already predetermined, right? So that's why when you click the button, it says, you can skip to whatever scene, right? It's a 36-minute video, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in full HD. Well, dude, you can save that video to your hard drive. It's never going to change. Meeting people in the real world, they do change. They do adapt. They do give you feedback, whether it's platonic or sexual. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're at this weird tipping point. You know, Grim, I asked you about when it comes to technology and how easy access has changed perceptions of a lot of just how we interact with each other. What do you think about that?
Okay. Are we actually live now?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 64 of the MGTOWN Podcast, your only weekly source for all the dirty things that you don't want to show your mother. As usual, I'm producer Tim. Joining me is the mayor of MGTOWN, Drexel. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. We got someone special here to talk about some very degenerate shit, and that is our man, Grim.
All right, let me start from the very beginning. When I was a young man, porn was really hard to come by. Obviously, if we wanted porn, it was on Hot and Playboy Channel, and you had to watch it through the static, and you were really excited when you saw what might be a boob. You weren't sure if it was a boob, but it might be a boob, and that was enough. And then, of course, there was Howard Stern had his show, and they would censor the boobs, but hey, you got to see them, you know. And I remember just having a hard time finding anything like that. Because, of course, the adult magazines were always hidden from children or teenagers. And you couldn't get to them unless you had an adult buy it, just like if you wanted to buy alcohol. And that was really how it was. Now, you would find, like, I remember one time we found porn magazines in the woods one time. And nice. That was interesting. Yeah, a whole bunch of brand new ones. Hadn't even been opened. Like, they'd just been taken out of the shop. Somebody was supposed to buy them and read them or something. I mean, we all went crazy over them, all the young men, because, I mean, we'd never seen just porn out there in the woods before. We were seeing things, like, exploring things I'd never seen, you know? It's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But now you have the... Okay, I'm going to go just a little forward, but not where we're at now. But a little forward, we had the internet age. I had gotten my first computer around 98. So when I was getting into porn, all you had was pay sites. That's all you had. If you wanted a performer that you thought that you liked, like somebody I saw at Howard Stern, you would have to take the tour. And that's all you got. Other than that, it was $29.99 a month or something. And a lot of people didn't have that kind of money. So, you know, they weren't, I mean, of course there were people that paid, but, you know, for the most part, a lot of people didn't. So that was pretty much all you got. And then there were forums, and people would take a lot of the pay pictures and put them on forums. So that's where I got a lot of my stuff like that. But it wasn't even to the realm of what we have now, because then, of course, you know, there was Pornhub, but Tumblr was just crazy when they had all their porn. They had so much porn. I've never seen so much. I damn near desensitized myself. There was so much shit at one time. And I'm kind of glad that it was gone, because there was just so much of it. And Twitter, I mean, a lot of it went to Twitter. And I mean, now it's even crazier than Tumblr, because they have full scenes of just everything. But for me, I will be honest about my situation. I mean, obviously, people that know me, I never even, like, I've never ejaculated to the age of 23, because I was so sheltered, religious background and things, that I didn't even know a person could do that. It was just something I decided to mess around with, like, oh, wow, that happened. That felt really amazing. So I'm going to try doing that more often. And, of course, that rest is history. However, I did have my period where, you know, I was doing a lot of the fapping and the porn and all that kind of stuff. But now, you know, even though I'm this big hentai guy, I honestly don't like do that kind of thing. Like, I'm not the guy that sits at home and whacks all day. I don't do that. I've never found that productive. And basically, when I need a porn fix and when I need to fap, I'll just hit up Twitter or find a good scene, which is rare, because like what you guys don't know is most of the scenes and the visual novels and hentai I cover, they don't really get me off. I'm actually reading a lot for the story or the shock value, because it's like shocking to me, some of the stuff that goes on in them. So I'm not really just going at it like a lot of people think. But one thing I did, this is very important. I was actually going to do a video about this on my own channel. But I had a period where I had severe anxiety and all kinds of just hellish things happening with my health and all that sort of thing. I wanted to talk about this on the health episode, but I didn't get a chance to do it. Anyway, I had been going through such a bad anxiety that I had ED for 10 days. And I've never had ED before in my entire life. So I was not fapping. And you know what was happening? I was starting to experience extreme pain and redness in my testicle area, like very horrible pain. And I had a case of prostatitis because I hadn't been, because what I would do is I would usually fap before bed, which a lot of people have admitted to doing. They usually do that before, you know, because it calms you down and it's kind of like a stress relief and stuff like that. And I'd been doing that, and that actually does work with my stress and all that kind of stuff. But I hadn't been doing that. And the couple weeks, I'd say a couple weeks after that, you know, I did get the feeling back, and I don't have ED anymore. But I wasn't fapping as much. And it was maybe a couple of days ago, I started getting what I thought was a UTI. And I'd been reading in Men's Health. And Men's Health said that if men aren't ejaculating enough, they can have a prostatitis. They can enlarge the prostate. I said, oh. I said, well, it's crazy enough to work. So I tried it. And, you know, I tried it last night before. And sure enough, the pain went away. A lot of the issues that I had went away. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's what it was. And what Men's Health was saying is that there's no real number for how many times is too much or whatever, but most men need to at least get that out once a week for optimal prostate health. So that's something I didn't know. And we're talking in this manosphere about nofap and all that other stuff, but we don't realize about prostatitis and how that can affect our prostate, and just horrible things can happen. Because you get an enlarged prostate, man, it causes all kinds of problems with your endocrine system. So that's something I think guys should know, especially in this nofap thing that we live in. I mean, yeah, I get it. Guys are like, I don't want to be a slave to porn. Absolutely. But what guys need to know is that it's not about being a slave to the porn. It's knowing that the porn is a fantasy and being able to see it as a fantasy. It's like when you watch a movie that you know is not real, but you enjoy it for the fact that it's not real, and you don't apply the things in the movie to real life. You know, like, I mean, when we were kids, we thought we were X-Men and stuff, but you don't do it when you're in your 20s and your 30s and stuff. People are going to think you're crazy, and it's not living in the real world, you know. So that's kind of what I think about when I see this horrible, horrible thing we have right now with these guys in the hentai and anime community. I'm sorry to rustle some jimmies, but I got to do it. And I was kind of against doing this myself, but I'm glad that you've given me this large platform to talk to these guys straight up. This has got to stop. You have got to stop thinking that these anime waifu characters are going to be even any representation to a real woman. Now, they can have qualities of a real woman, but they are not something that you can put on a real woman. Now, like the yandere, yeah, that's that you were talking about that with Dick last time. Yeah, that Dick actually got it right. That's true. There are psychologically obsessive women out there. That's true. That's something that you can use kind of as a red pill to warn yourself. Oh, well, I remember playing that or seeing this character. And this woman that I'm talking to now, she's kind of got traits of that character a little bit. That's kind of like a red flag. However, you also have to be careful of the woman that comes, especially with Asian women, that comes in and say, oh, look, I'm your pretty little waifu and stuff, because they will do that. They know that the lot of white guys, majority white guys, really love the anime and the anime waifu girls. So they're going to try to become one so they can snag a white man, snag their tall white man that they want so much. And then they become Chi-Chi. I mean,
Dragon Lady. That's the Dragon Lady in that show, right?
Yes. I think Chronic's going to fall for that.
Dude, look, when I think about guys like Chronic, shout out to Chronic and the War Band, mm-hmm. and I tell these guys, I said, look, man, rather than just being the guy who says, I'm going to get an Asian wife or a Euro, you know, Eurasian, whatever, why don't you talk to the guys who deal with them, right? Because, okay, right. So Graham, I talked to my man Andrew, Legal Mindset, shout out to him, I'm going to do another show with him soon, and I said, one of the things that's very telling, especially to white guys, right? If Asian girls were so great, they're so much better than all other women, how come the birth rate has completely collapsed in Asia, right?
Right.
What is that telling you? That's telling you the Asian men aren't buying what Asian women are selling, right?
Right. And they're also getting really plastic. There happens to be this one. Yep. I happen to like her, but I know she's about, let's see, she's about, like, these women are getting so plastic that Phil could sell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. They're getting so plastic that Phil could sell them. Even a Bishojo mom, who is really popular on Twitter, literally had to make a tweet. Yes, my body has been modified. Yes, of course it's been modified. Anybody with a fucking brain cell would understand that her body is not real, that no woman has those kinds of dimensions without some sort of surgery or some kind of weird birth defect like Randolin has. Like Randolin, of course, if you've seen her, she was born with some weird thing that gives her a really large thighs and hips and a big ass, but her whole rest of her body is slim. But she's actually gaining weight. I saw a recent video of her. She's actually gaining weight all over. So it looks like the top half is catching up to the bottom half that she was born with.
Look at that shit.
Yeah.
Well, Graham, here's the thing is that, you and I, when I had you in my live chat, and that's what inspired this episode, mm-hmm. when I was like, man, Graham, the overconsumption of all of this material, the reason why it's so troubling to me is that in this space, you know, ever since I debuted on Nick's show, I always told dudes, man, we got to be better versions of ourselves. And I was like, the overconsumption of all this kind of material, it's depriving men of their true potential, right? Because if someone says,
right.
Yo, bro, what have you been up to? I'll show you something that I don't ever want to hear a man say, ever. You know what that is, Grim? Nothing. Right?
Right.
Yo, bro, I haven't seen you in 6 months, Grim. What the hell you been up to? No man on this fucking earth should ever say nothing much or same shit or like, wait a minute. In 6 months, there is nothing of consequence that's happened in your life other than consumption of the same shit. You should have different guests if you're doing YouTube stuff. If you're out there working, you should be traveling to different places, different experiences. Hey, look, Grim, honestly, something as simple as, you know what I started doing, man? I got myself, I try, you know, one new recipe per week of a food I've never cooked before, right? Because over time, you know what ends up happening? You like, you know, you get a, you have like this new, kind of like a, it's almost like your own cookbook, right? Like a multicultural cookbook, right?
Right.
You're like, damn, I have like a repertoire of tools right here in terms of my cooking skill. Like, oh man, I smoked my first turkey. Or I tried this for the, like, it doesn't matter what it is, like, but you push yourself to do something different. You're like, yo, man, I changed my oil for the first time. It doesn't matter what it is, just something other than, yeah, man, I went to work, came home, cracked a can of beer or tin, drank, and went ahead and spanked the salami, right? Because that's what most dudes do.
You're right.
Grim, look, let's be honest. COVID first hits, right?
Yeah.
The only people that were really complaining about not being able to go out and shake their ass was women, right? The dudes were like, oh, I got to stay inside. All guys did, and Tim and I talked about this in the early days. The only thing guys did, porn and video games.
Yeah.
That's it. Because there were no sports on TV. You couldn't really go outside. There was nothing, there was nowhere to go. So guys were like, so I'm stuck inside. What can I do inside? Oh, wait, what I've always been doing. Porn and video games. And it just like, the problem is it kind of got deeper and deeper. And I think this kind of goes into what, you know, the social atmosphere, which is there was a lack of shame. And I think that's a bad thing because, you know, where do you think that we have to draw the line where you say like, yeah, this is too far? Because sometimes these guys go down that rabbit hole, right? When you get that, you click on that suggestion tab, right? And before you know it, you're into some very weird shit. And you're like, I don't know how I got here, but I'm just going to keep on jerking.
Okay, I will talk about this, and I have to really censor myself just a little bit, because I know we're on YouTube. Okay, now, I have a thing where I like shock, and because I was in the heavy metal industry, I like shock music, shock stuff. You know, I grew up at an age where shocking stuff was popular. And I always like that kind of thing, especially with horror movies and stuff like that. So when I view that stuff as shock, it's not an erotic thing. Like a lot of people would say, like the Starless episode with the Barnyard Fun that probably got me removed. Yeah, I wasn't looking at that as, oh, that's something I like. I was like, oh my God, how crazy is this going to get? And of course, you've got a really weird look on your face when you're just like, oh my, I can't believe, you know, it's a look of disbelief, like you can't believe what's going on. And the same thing in the same game where the woman, you know, she pulls out a dick and says, hey, it's like, have you ever tried the taste of cum, Salutari? And I was like, oh my God. And I literally made this video, and it's got a lot of views because I almost threw up during the stream. You can literally hear my voice start to change. My jaw becomes heavy. You know, when you got like, and I'm like I'm literally about to, and I'm like, God, please don't let me do this because I'll never fucking live it down if I throw up while I'm doing this.
Yep.
But it's, I mean, I know what I can't handle. And even, there's even worse things than this. There's things I can't even talk about. But again, when I see this stuff, I like shock, but I also know what my limits are. And I think that maybe it's okay for some guys to learn their limits, but at the same time, there's some guys that have no fucking limits that are just like, oh, I'm going to continue jacking. Okay, hold on a second. What are you getting off to right now? I mean, if you're looking at midget clown porn with donkeys... I think it's time to stop. Yeah.
Well, Grim, this is the reason why it bothers me is because, you know, at first I, you know, didn't have much of a reaction to the whole Billie Eilish thing. You know what I'm saying? She made that comment that, you know, all of this kind of material messed her up because she was consuming it at age 11, right?
Yeah, that's
And we don't talk about enough how it affects both the guys and the gals, right? And the thing that's this overconsumption, right? This desensitization. I was talking to my old massage therapist and my friend who moved out east, and we were talking about this, and she said, yeah, from what she's been hearing from, like, the younger generation is that, like, so you have a bunch of sex-crazed kids, correct? Because remember, your hormones, you know, your hormones are what they are when you're a when you come of a certain age, right? When you're a teenager, like you said, hormones raging, right?
Yeah.
Here's what has happened, what she's been telling me, which is even more disturbing. This kind of goes into, like, the Billie Eilish thing. Unlike what happened with us, Grim, where we had to go seek this stuff, right? Like, it wasn't easy to come by, like you said, right?
Yeah.
Because of the ease of access due to this technology, what ended up happening is the kids got access. Oh my God, look at this.
Yeah.
Now think about age 11, 12, right? By the time that these kids are actually going to, you know, be ready to go do something, here's the tragedy of all of this. This is where it leads to. When they finally are like, oh my God, you know, I'm about to go see this. This goes in what you said. The human body doesn't really do it for them anymore. They're like, because normal normal sexual interactions, right?
Yeah.
It's like passe, like, yeah, this is it. Because if all you've been consuming is like tentacles and shit and all this crazy, weird, you know, perfect body dimensions or bodacious body dimensions, right?
Right.
Your average girl does not look like you said, like a damn waifu. So the guys are like, eh, this doesn't do it for me. And then on the flip side, because of what girls consume, you know, you sent me the link to that girl that you had on your show that went in depth about, she did her, like, it was like a dissertation or something on the kinds of, like, you know, graphic novels and stuff that girls consume, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And people need to know how big of a deal this is because, bro, the reason why you see birth rates collapsing is like I said earlier when I opened the show, if the guys are saying, I don't like what's on the other side of the Sadie Hawkins dance, right, of life, and the girls are saying the same thing. If no one reproduces, like, although I'm an accelerationist, I'm still going to be a guy that's going to like this. Look, I'm at least going to, you know, as I'm going down, I'm going to tell you what's going on, right? Like, I'm like, look, it's almost like that scene in Return of the Jedi where, you know, Darth Vader says, you know, it's too late for me, son, right? Mm-hmm. When he's on the landing, when he's on the little, the docking bridge. And it's like, it may, you know, like, you know, my life, I don't, you know, I'm not out here trying to have, you know, the whole family kids thing because, like, you know, I see the writing on the wall of where all of this is headed, right?
Right.
And that being said, our expectations have been so contaminated, especially like the young men, because, like I said, I don't consume this stuff, like, in terms of the anime stuff.
I know.
That it was like, I grew up with anime, right? Like, it came into my life, I think it was, I was in fifth grade, right? So I was 11.
Sure.
And I remember being, like, kind of shocked that they were, you know, showing, like, the first time I saw boobs was Vampire Hunter D. The next time I saw boobs, I think, was Ninja Scroll and, like, was it Wicked City?
Yeah.
Shows like that. So you know, you saw, like, the Venus Flytrap Vag. And as a kid, you're like, holy shit, like, this is crazy.
Right.
But like, his thing, it was so bizarre. And I think this is the big thing. We had no access to keep following up, right? There was no follow-up. It was just, you saw it, and that was it. Now, because of the internet, you go like this. Oh, my God, I want to see more of that. And it's right there at your fingertips, right? And before you know it, you're into the tentacle stuff, the Venus flytrap stuff, the goblin stuff. All of a sudden, when a regular girl is like this, hi, Grim, you're like, hey. You're so, because you may have stroked 20 times that day. Now, remember, that's good because now you're not going to, you know, like, be a simp because, you know, once you've released the beast, it's hard to be a simp. It's kind of like when you, like I said, when you go into a grocery store right after you ate, right? And someone's like, yo, Grim, we got the money, man. Let's go out here and go ham. You're like, I don't really want to because I just ate.
Right.
But if you go in there with, you know, with an empty stomach, you're going to buy everything in the store.
Yeah.
And that's where guys are at now. It's like they're, like, filling their gut up with, like, all junk food, right?
Yeah.
It's all junk. And so now, like, all of our basic social interactions have changed. And, you know, when we were in that chat, I said, look, man, look at the relationship expectations, right? Okay. Both sides, boys and girls, looking at porn. I was like, but do you know where the big flip comes from? Because, like, you know, the porn is more sexual. But let's talk about the emotional. guys' expectations are horrifically skewered due to the anime side, right?
Yeah.
Girls' expectations of relationships are skewered because of the rom-com. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And the books.
They both, in the books, right? They pervert the same thing in both sexes. If you go, seriously, a prime example, go watch like any like dating channel and stuff, right? Do you know what you ever notice what the girls always say without fail? When a guy, it doesn't matter who the content creator is, right? They could ask them like, what is your like ideal relationship? They never talk about a real relationship, right? They're like in the movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in Love Actually, or in this movie, or in When Harry Met Sally. It's like, okay, look, that doesn't happen in real life. And then you know what you see, Grim? The dudes are saying the same thing, right? Well, in this show, in Naruto, or, you know, whatever the anime they watch.
That I need to talk about.
Go ahead, man.
I fell down that path. And I'm telling you guys this now, so it doesn't happen to you. There is a show called Ah My Goddess. And when I first saw Belle Dandy, it was the goddess or whatever that he summoned to pretty much be his lover and all that. And of course, she was submissive and she was the perfect wife, perfect lover. And of course, when I was a young guy, I said, well, I want to find somebody like Belle Dandy. And guess what I learned? That doesn't fucking exist. And it will never exist. That is the problem I see with all these guys. Constantly wanting, oh, I want this waifu to be the perfect submissive. You're not going to find it. However, I'm going to say this. I will defend because Mal's been coming in here and he's been saying some points and I do have to address them. Okay, I made a video, said if you want the fantasy, live in the fantasy. But once you live in the fantasy, you cannot go back to the reality because you're going to be stuck in that fantasy. And what I say, when I say that, is I'm like, okay, fine. You can read the visual novels and do all that, be in that fantasy. You can get the doll with the doll fantasy. You can get the little Kajiwoto app and all that. That's fine. And that works for guys. If that works, that's fine. Because some of these guys, Drexel, they will never be able to go back, especially with what's happened. I mean, Darius M. makes the case about a lot of these women. I just can't believe the stuff that's in these women's TikToks. I was like, I've been around women my entire life. I've never seen them misbehave like this. I've never seen them act like this. I'm like, what the hell has gotten on into these women? And I'm like, I understand why these guys are going this route. The problem is, if there's no communication between the sexes, and she wants Mr. Six-Pack, 600 power horse, whatever, horsepower car, high spender, all that, and he wants the submissive, pretty little waifu, you're never gonna fucking find anything. Because real women don't have the kind of dimensions like that. They fucking do get crazy. Now, I do like when sometimes in the visual novels where they do start echoing things that you see from real women. And I'm like, see that? That's something you'll actually have to deal with. And it's not really the anime that does it. But there is a visual novel, American visual novel. These are American characters. They called Being a Dick. That's D-I-K. And it's a college thing. And they actually have the women act a little bit more like women, because this is written by an American writer. So they're not trying to make it like a fantasy. They're more trying to make it like the girl asks him, oh, do you want to take gender studies? And she asks him, do you promise never to lie? I don't know if I can handle that kind of commitment. And I'm like, hold on now. You just told this man, you promise not to lie to me, but you won't hold yourself accountable. That is something that guys can learn from.
Very much so. There is definitely that kind of content. And like Tim has talked about something, and I want his take on this. Tim, you've talked about the rise of, is it called ecchi? Is that the, like the extreme hentai?
Grim, you would know the definition better than I do, but go ahead.
Okay, ecchi, okay, this is going to be funny, and I guess I'm going to school everybody today. All right, ecchi is basically, it's the letter H, Ecchi is how they say H in Japanese. It's hentai, and hentai means pervert in Japan. But let me go ahead and tell you all about the whole scene. Because, you know, you have eroge, which is an erotic game. And then you have eroge game can have 1 to 5 sex scenes within a 60-hour limit of just regular story. Basically, it's like Game of Thrones. You get all this story, you get some sex. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the sex isn't to the very end. And I'm talking way out there, hours and hours and hours in. And then you have nukage. Nukage is a game where sex is the goal. And that can have 50 to 80 sex scenes. Damn. And then, yes, different kinds of scenes. All different kinds of scenes. And then you have something called plotge, which is actually a nukage with a plot. So the sex actually ties in with a plot, kind of like Starless and Closed Game. Those actually have plots. They're not very big, but they actually have a story behind all the sex. And then
now tell me, all porn has a story, man. Come on.
Oh,
well, I mean, these are actual stories. I mean, like people get killed, things like that. Yeah, it's actually it keeps you, because you never know what's going to happen. Like basically with Starless, you don't know what's going on, because basically when the guy goes in there, they give him these bracelets and they can't remove the bracelet. But the bracelet also is able to it's a communicator. It does all this special stuff. But you find out in one of the bad endings that if you try to leave, they can use it to electric shock you, and they can make it explode and blow your arm off.
Oh.
So, yeah, and you don't find out about that till later. So there's a story, despite all the torture and sex that goes on.
Spoilers!
all the torture and sex that goes on. It's not a spoiler, because the very first part of Starless, like the very first few sex scenes, it's literally about 3 hours long with all the sex scenes that go on. But that's just his resume, or not his resume, but basically he has to, you know, when you do a job, they basically have to test you. That's his test to see if he's good enough to work there. So okay, he goes through all that crap. Yes. Yes, so
my understanding of ecchi has always been that it's the softcore version of hentai.
Yes.
So typically there may be tits, exposed tits, but there's no vag, there's no penetration. It's not that it's also there's a difference between censored and pixelated and actually showing the act, right?
So you're talking about the mosaic.
Yeah, so my layman's understanding of ecchi is that they won't show penetration. The sex is always implied. And it's very risque, right? So there's different levels of ecchi too. So Redo of Healer would be a type of ecchi because they don't show the vaginal penetration. But there's also ecchi that shows no nudity, but they can be like bikinis or panties.
See,
right?
I like those. I grew up with
very,
a lot of
very
those.
Suggestive, but also, that's always been my layman's understanding of ecchi.
Now, I'm actually going to recommend one. One thing I do want guys to do, and this is one thing, I'm glad I could say it, but the fucking protagonist in a lot of these is a goddamn simp, and he's the weakest one, and he doesn't have a backbone. Very few characters. There are characters in these that do have backbones, and they are men, and they are worth paying attention to. Problem is, most guys basically think of themselves as the protagonist instead of the dude that's actually, you know, got some balls, you know. There are some characters out there with some balls. There's one in particular I want to recommend. Now, Netflix is remaking it in 2022. Now, this is not Netflix like Cowboy Bebop. This is actually working with Japan. But I'm scared to fucking death because I'm watching the OVA, and this is the most badass anime I've seen in years. It's only 6 episodes. It was made in the 1980s, and it's called Bastard. Basically, the main character is an evil wizard who they summon. They basically sealed him in the body of a young boy, and the maiden kisses the boy, and then Dark Snyder, the sorcerer, comes out. Now, this guy is badass. Like, he'll send enemies to hell that nobody thought. He's like, how do you have this power? But this dude is like basically they take the girl away that was friends with him before he transformed, and he's like, why do I need her? If I become king, I can have any woman I want. You know? I mean, that's the kind of thing that guys need to be thinking about. Not like, oh, I have to get this one and only woman. It's like, I don't need this woman. I can have any woman I want if I'm king. And that's the way Rance is, too, off the Rance anime. Rance is like, I'll just make all the women my harem. I'll have a harem with all of them. I don't, you know. And well, I
Grim,
like,
do you think this is also reflected like in the greater society? Because when you and I were texting, and you know, I talked about the fact that the protagonist versus the antagonist in anime, and also in how it relates to East versus West. Because let's face it, let's say we go back to how about the 90s X-Men show, right? The cartoon.
Yeah.
The guy, there was no beta behavior out of any of the X-Men. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, a guy could get emotional over, you know, like something that really affected him. Like, we, you know, if it's Gambit in this episode, Wolverine in that episode. But like, as a general rule of thumb, they weren't just flying off the handle about every little thing all the time. One of the reasons, I don't know if I ever told you this though, Grim, but one of the reasons that got me out of anime, like, you know, like I said, my exposure to anime was in fifth grade. It went into hyperdrive, eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, right? Because a buddy of mine, my Cambodian friend, had all of this shit from all over there, right? He brought two garbage bags full of anime, right? This is back when they were on VHS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I saw Violence Jack, 8 Man After, all these anime, right?
Yeah. Classic, still watching those. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I remember about watching that, Gogo 13, Cowboy Bebop, is that something stuck out. The protagonists were all masculine, right?
Right.
Vampire to D. So when people ask me, Drex, why don't you like Attack on Titan? I'll say, I'll tell you why. I watched Attack on Titan for a few minutes, right? My brother had it on. And when I see characters doing the yell, you know the anime yell, right?
Yeah.
I was just, I think the guy, his arms eaten off or something. He looked like the main character. I'm like, oh, it's one of these, you know what I'm saying? Another emotional beta male guy. Like, and like you said, the main character in anime is 98% of the time in modern anime, he's a fucking simp, right?
Right.
I can't relate to that. I can relate to Gogo 13. I can relate to Vampire to D, Spike Spiegel. Like, I can relate to the guy who's cool, calm, collected, masculine. He's a thinker. I can't relate to this punk kid who's always screaming all the time.
Yeah.
He's crying. He's sipping over a girl. Yeah, it's like, what is this? You know, I can't relate to that. But here's the thing, though. I can't relate to that because I come from a different era. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The kids now do relate to this. I'm like, you have to understand, though, guys, by relating to the simp anime protagonist, right?
Right.
You are making vaginas very unmoist. They are dry because you're acting like this in the real world. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to be moody and edgy, Grim. Isn't that what girls like? They're like, no, dude, because they see through that. They're like, dude, we know you. Think about it. For the guys who are in school, right? These girls grew up with you, right? Elementary, middle school, high school, you know, sometimes college. So they know who you are. So if you just suddenly start doing the whole, like, I'm emo now, right? Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, I remember that.
You look
that.
Stupid because people are like, dude, I know you. Like, this isn't who you are. Like, all of a sudden, overnight, you're, I'm emo now. I'm putting on, makeup or... Yeah, it doesn't ring true. And look at the antagonist, right? The antagonist in a lot of these anime usually is the guy who, like you said, he's the tougher guy. He's the guy who's not all emotional. Do you ever notice that he seems to be the one that the girls like? Like you know, there are a lot of girls who watch anime. They like the dark characters, right? The guys who are a little more mysterious. You know,
they always have a lot of women around them. Like always. I mean, like servants. I mean, there's even in Tokusatsu, there's a character. I modeled my look after him a little bit, but basically he had a bunch of robot women that he would send out, and they were all robot women that would basically serve him. And I was like, wow, that's fucking awesome. But no, that's what I like. Like, one other thing I was going to talk about with Bastard is there's a scene where the woman gets captured. And basically, she's like, oh, he'll come and save me. And he says, do you even think, the ninja guy who captured her basically said, do you even think you know him? It's like, how many women do you think he slept with? And she says, I don't know, maybe 10. And he says, ha ha ha, try 400 or 500. And the look on her face is the look of absolute fucking shock. And I'm just like, yes, this is the kind of anime we need. See, there's a site I've been going to. It has nothing but classic anime, 80s anime. And I downloaded the whole damn site and basically threw it on a hard drive. And I'm like, dude, this is the anime I'm going to go through. Before I watch any of this modern shit, I'm going to watch this stuff. Because, I mean, not only do I like the art better, and the music and everything else. But yeah, these MCs, they act like fucking men. And I like the dub better because they dubbed them to be men. They changed the dub to be.
That is something that's underrated, man. Is, you know, for those of you guys out there who are old enough to know when like Fist of the North Star first hit, right? Kenshiro is all masculine. There's not a bitch gene in Kenshiro, man. Like, this is how anime characters used to look. And like, When people need to understand, man, a lot of what I believe is the social awkwardness I see in a lot of young men, right? The reason why they're not fulfilling their potential, and the reason why, you know, they're repulsive, their antics are repulsive to the opposite gender, is because by it's kind of a cycle, right? So this is what happens: they consume this material, right? And then let's say, you know, like I said, this is an extreme example, but like someone like an Elliot Rodger type, right? A little more of an introverted kind of guy, right? Not doesn't have the most charisma. Rather than working on himself and building himself and then going, hey, women are just going to be the spoils of war, right? Like the fact that I'm on my grind doing my thing. Instead, they do what the anime character does. They simp harder. So oh then by God, simping so harder, what do the girls do? Ew, gross. Do you know what happens when the guy gets rejected? He internalizes it. Gets mad at the guy getting it. And so but the guy who's getting it is basically the antagonist, right? In his story, right? In the real world. So he gets mad. He gets isolated. He gets depressed. I don't get the result I want. Blaming, you know, everything but himself, right? Then what happens is, you know what he does to cope? He consumes more anime and porn. Yeah. And the cycle continues over and over, right?
Now, there is one anime. This actually is from George, who is in the Blade Devil comic. Shill on that. But George F-R-G. Recommends Slam Dunk. Go watch Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk is a basketball anime, and he says that it is a treasured anime among Asian people and treasured manga. Why? Because it shows the story of a character of a man becoming better and better. He loses, but he gets himself stronger and works himself, you know, to be better. And it's both dubbed and subbed. So definitely go watch the Slam Dunk and read the Slam Dunk manga, because that stuff is what is considered to be masculine. And a lot of older Japanese men read that, because, again, it's a really good one. If you can get your hands on it, it's a great basketball anime. So definitely watch that.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, is, you know, like I was saying with the social awkwardness, the thing that I think is gets exemplified in the day-to-day interactions, you know, Grim, we all, as a general rule of thumb, all human beings tend to talk about the things that they are very knowledgeable about and passionate about, right? The thing that inspired this whole episode was that I think about, I'm like, dude, it's okay to be into anime. It's okay to be really into anime and be passionate about it, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like this, everything in moderation, right? Like you can be a fitness dude. Don't let fitness be the only topic you have, right? What I'm starting to hear from a lot of women is that these guys will talk about this shit. Like the girl's like checked out, right? Like, oh, you're still talking about that shit? And the guys just keep going, yeah, man. Blah, blah, blah. And it's just kind of like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
oh, right.
Man. It's... Tim and I have talked about this. Tim.
Yeah.
Remember we had that conversation? Okay. Tim and I were talking about this once. We're like this. Guys, this is what they'll say. I want what Nick and Lady Rackets have. Okay, so that's you're saying that's your goal, right? Yeah, that's what I want. All of their actions are telling you what, though, Tim? That they want the opposite, right? Because if you wanted that, how did you wind up in the friend zone? Nick was never in the friend zone. Dude, Nick met Lady Rackets, I believe, 2002. Mm-hmm. I came to school with Nick in college. It was my junior year, his senior year, right? He was engaged in that point. So it wasn't like he just was sitting around in the friend zone being a beta simp like most of these anime characters, right? Yeah, it's right. Like if you want something, then go for it. Stop making excuses. Go for it. You want to do whatever it is in your career? Go for it. But what I'm seeing is these guys are like this. You know, I'm going to talk about anime. Why are you yapping about anime and all this stuff instead of being like this? Ease her into it. Be like this. Oh, I don't know if you're into this, but hey, would you like to watch this? You know, Tim and I, we talked about this.
Absolutely.
Well, Grim, my good friend Miss Columbia, right, who's not an anime fan at all, not even a little bit, right?
Right.
We had her on. Tim knows she loved Redo of Healer.
She loves it. She keeps asking you when the season two is coming,
when season two. And Grim, this is somebody you would never suspect would like it, right? Never. Yeah. Do you know how you get women to watch anime? You don't just talk about anime all day. You just go like this.
Right.
Hey, I know. You give them like a little, like, hey, I know. Just try two episodes because you want to get to that hot poker scene, right?
Right.
That's the scene you want to get to. And this is the thing, Grim. That scene is the turning point, I believe, for women to watch the show. Because women love revenge stories, I would argue, even more than men.
Yeah.
They love also, revenge stories.
They also really love that sadist shit, I'm telling you.
They do.
Yep. And there's a lot of visual. Now, there's one thing anime can't do that Arrowgate does, and that's that sadistic shit. There's a lot of women playing Starless. There's a lot of women playing all these other games. There's, you know, even the, I mean, if it has to do with any kind of torture or stuff like that, they love it. And that's, I mean, that's just what they are. You know, a lot of people think, oh, but I thought she was nice and sweet. However, there's something I want to bring up because we talk about trad wife. And basically some guy posted an image and it was a stick figure guy and he was happy. And there was another woman that he had on a leash, and she basically had this evil grin on her face, and it said trad wife above her head. And it was basically saying, oh yeah, you got me as a trad wife, but now you got to deal with me. And another woman commented on that and said, yep, I've told this to my husband. They said, oh yeah, I'll be your trad wife, but now you got to put up with me.
Yeah.
So there you go. So these guys are all like, oh, yeah, I want my trad wife so bad. I want my waifu. And then they find out that shit doesn't fucking last. It doesn't work.
It doesn't. Well, here's the thing, though. Asking anyone to just be one way forever, like, it's like these guys want to crystallize a persona into, like, a little glass, right? So, like, no, you're going to be this one thing, and no part of you is going to change. Guess what? Live together long enough, you'll change. Have kids, you'll change. Get older, you'll change. You got an injury, right? You slipped a disc, right?
Yeah.
You change. Like, dude, physical battles, right? Emotional battles. What if someone lost? What if she loses her parents in a plane crash, right? That's gonna affect her, right? So she's not gonna be the same person. Like this idea that like, oh, she's gonna be this one thing and that's all she'll ever be. She'll never change. And the thing is though, is like, you know, Grim, what do you think about the fact that like, you know, these guys are obviously, especially young guys, are consuming all of this shit all the time. What do you think that means for the women, right? Because we talk about how, you know, both sexes are basically kind of, you know, distancing themselves from each other while, you know, still simultaneously just hooking up, because that's like the porn influence, right? The hookup part is the biological urge, right? Like, I'm a slave to my biology. I just want to hook up and smash, right? From both sides, right?
Well,
and then at the end of the day, what does this mean for the ladies? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw a graph and it basically showed that most women under the age of 25 are not having sex, but it's going down for men. And the only thing I can think of that makes any logical sense as to why the majority of women aren't having sex, but the majority of men are, is that the men are in the down low with the other men. That's what I'm thinking. And I have think an alternate that's going to continue.
Oh, what's your theory, Tim?
What's your theory?
So the age of the graph is 25, right?
Under 25.
Under 25. I'm a little skeptical about a graph that asks teenagers about their sexual activity.
Well, I mean, you know, that's also 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds. But, yeah. I mean, it's I can't remember the name of the company that did it, and I'll get more information on that. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God.
And basically, Grim, I believe there's more incels than ever, though. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think there's more incels now than ever. And like, I think going forward, Tim, we talked about this because I think we covered that at one point. A lot of guys in the Manosphere did, where there was a thing that was it's almost like basically a third of young men aren't having sex at all.
Nobody's like, getting right. laid. We said that with Dick, right? Yep. Nobody's getting laid anymore.
Yeah.
Now,
the reason I think, Drex, when you were growing up, what was the age that women hit the wall? Right? When you were in your 20s.
Okay, the true wall hitter, like, you know, people always talk about the big 3-0, but like when you looked at them and like you legitimately said like, oh, she's too old, I would argue it was later. It was like 35 more of. You know what I'm saying? Like you saw a girl who was 35, like, oh yeah, she's, you know, past that point, right? Like in terms of having kids and blah blah blah. Yeah. They're hitting the wall now early.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago, Drex. I would argue they're hitting the wall. It's coming up around 24 now because
I agree.
They're having they're sexually aggressive much earlier in life, right? That's we all know the one or two people who got laid at 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's commonplace. You're the outcast if you didn't get laid at 14.
Yeah, true. And the other thing is, and this kind of goes in what we were saying earlier, Tim, it's not just that these people, especially the women, because it's easier. It's always going to be easier for a girl to get laid than a guy. The issue is, it's the way they're getting laid. We started seeing, and this kind of goes into one book in particular that has to stand out because I think it kind of ties into all of this. 50 Shades, right?
Yep.
50 Shades of Grey unlocked something in women. And when I say women, people don't understand. I mean all women. Liberal, conservative, white, black, old, young. Did you notice that all women seem to know about Christian Grey? Did you notice that? All of them?
Yeah.
You saw that, but you noticed that, right, Grim? You can name drop. Like, you kind of noticed that, didn't you? I saw this video, Roel Tomasi addressed the book, and he said, church women were talking. He said this before the movie was made, right? And he was like, oh, shit, this is a problem. Because, like I said, I've brought up that book before because of how many copies it sold. And I said, look, man, someone's buying this book, guys. When books are selling millions, I mean, they're independent, right? This book was not pushed by some huge publication, E.L. James or whatever, right? Whatever pseudonym they want to use. So some chick basically writes a fan fiction. How can there be this many women who want to get tied up, smacked, being in a dom sub relationship? This is telling you that like the types of dudes who are available to most women are the beta chumps from the anime, right?
Right.
Because the guys think that that's what a relationship is. It's not. Getting pegged, this poly bullshit relationship, that will be the future, Grim, and you know it.
I know.
I know. Massive goblins count for the sex. No, so to cap off my theory, so Drex, it's not the end age of when a woman hits the wall isn't necessarily the number itself. But I theorize that it is the number of years that you've been sexually active.
Agreed.
So it would make sense that if women are getting sexually active much earlier in their life, we're talking like 12 now.
Yeah. Rex,
that means years, it's within 15 years. Went backwards.
Agreed. Right? So
I think the graph is reflecting because if the wall is now at 24, but the graph goes to 25, I think you're starting to see the shift go backwards.
Well, let's face it, though. We've all seen photos of, like, the old school, right? Back in the, you know, 30s, 40s, like, you know, like post-World War II, right? Did you ever notice that those women that you're looking at in those photos, you're like, oh, my gosh, she looks so pretty and prim and proper. Those women, like, already had families. They were, like, 46.
Yeah, there's, like, 7 kids.
Yeah. Do you ever notice that, Grim?
Like my grandmother.
Hit the wall.
Yep.
You notice that shit?
I have a family photograph of my grandmother when she was a little girl and her grandparents and her family, right? So you got 3 generations of my grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-great-grandparents in one photograph. And, you know, she's got the teenage girls, they look prim and proper, right? And their mother, my great-great-grandma, she looks like a beautiful woman, but there's 6 kids there.
Yep.
It varying in age. The oldest one looks to be about 24, 25, and the youngest one is 5.
Yeah, because they were baby factors back then. And the reason why that's so important is that this, when you're with one man having children, having a family, your body doesn't take the same beating as a chick who is a sorority thought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Grim, you know what else changed? This doesn't get talked about because this kind of ties into something that we talked about earlier, which is the drinking and the drugs and the weed shit has to stop, man. It really does. Because it's aging people. Dude, I don't know about you, Grim, where you're at, but like I'm seeing people that are way too young to be telling me their age. And I'm like, bro, you look old as shit. Or, hey, sis, you know, I didn't know you were that age. It's the lifestyle, right? They're not, think about it. They're working themselves to the bone, right? Because they got to, because so watch this. The cost of everything has gone up. So they have to work more. Okay, check.
Energy drinks.
So they're doing the energy drinks. People are popping pills, right? To get themselves to sleep, to wake themselves up. Okay, so now we got pills. Then they use pills for recreational reasons, right? Then they use it for, like I said, you know, sexual pleasure. They're drinking. They're smoking. You know, there was that article that came out that for the first time in recorded history, women are drinking more than men. And it shows.
Yeah.
It shows.
I know.
Like, can you broads just stop drinking? No. Boxed wine. Dude, boxed wine is cheap as shit, man. It is so cheap to go to the store and get lit with some boxed wine. And guess what, Grim? When the drinking comes along with the smoking and the drugs and the pill popping, guess what else comes along with all that? I just want to feel validated. I feel so miserable because I'm depressed.
Yep.
I want to feel validated. Do you know how I feel validated? Going on Tinder and swiping. And then what happens?
Miles
after they get smashed. Mm-hmm. What comes? Hey, Tim, what happens after these chicks get bunker busted and a guy goes ahead and gives them an epic facial? What comes next?
Oh, so she's going to be feeling guilty.
And miserable.
And he's got the post-nut clarity, and he's like, oh, I'm out of here. She's a train wreck. I'm leaving.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Here's money for a cab.
It's this endless cycle, though, right? Like, and we all see it. And it's like, dude, it's because of the media that we consume, right? And like I said, I'm just as guilty as the next guy. Like I said, although I wasn't the anime dude or like the hentai dude, that was never my thing. But in terms of like, I always like the real thing, right? And I look at like how this has affected the greater society because let's face it, there was a time when, you know, Tim and I talked about this in one of the episodes where we said, if we saw a girl flash or twerk 10, 20 years ago, that would have stopped traffic, right? Oh, shit, Tim.
You'd have cars hitting each other.
Cars would have literally ran, like 10, 20 years ago, you would have literally had people run into each other. Now, with all the, like you said, Grim, the TikTok videos, the IG, the OnlyFans, the free everything.
Porn's everywhere.
It's everywhere. So now guys have gotten so desensitized. Tim, we talked about this. If a girl was twerking right in front of you, you would literally just go like this, meh.
I don't want none.
You want nothing to do? You're like, nah, I'm
good.
Avoid
looking at it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just disgusted, man. I'm grossed out.
I'm out. I'm just going to order my burger and get out.
One thing I do want to mention here is the phones. There's something, I don't know if I've told this story on here before, but I haven't. If I haven't, it's important. There's a YouTuber that used to make good videos for the incel community. He was actually trying to help them to become better, you know. His name was Monday Blue. And he basically did an interview with a guy that taught latchkey kids. And basically the interview with the latchkey kids, he was talking about, can anybody tell me the definition of the word anal? And like, you know, because they were talking about something and they said like anal retentive, right? You know, and then the class laughed, like all the kids, these are young kids, you're like 8 year olds. Mm-hmm. And the girl laughs at him and says, that's not what anal is. And she takes her phone out and there's literally a Pornhub video of a guy having sex with another guy, fucking him in the ass and saying, that's what anal is. That's what's fucking wrong here.
Dude.
And not only that. Now, this is something that Sandman talked about with TFM and Undead Chronic, and I'm really starting to think about it. But he mentioned it. He said that there are some women, or some people in general, that would rather be on their phone than having sex with each other. And I really do believe that's the case, because the goddamn dopamine rush is so high that people are getting more dopamine from their damn phones than they are from the actual interaction with people. And that's why I'm kind of worried about this metaverse shit, because yes, we know metaverse is just a buzzword. However, they are trying to put us in a virtual world, and that's where they want communication to go. Now, there are pros and cons. The pro is that we'll actually be able to kind of communicate with each other. Like, you'll have to open your mouth to talk to people, and you'll be in a room similar, you know, where you have to kind of interact. You can't just text people. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you won't actually be able to experience a person. Like, there are people having sex in the VR world. It's already been confirmed. I read an article about the metaverse that people are already having sex in it. I knew that was going to happen. Oh, Alan Moore predicted that.
The metaverse.
Alan Moore predicted that shit. And by the way, that chick that talked about being great, she works for a rival metaverse company. If you look her up on,
She's married to like the founder or something. Like, it was some shady shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I looked into that. And, well, Grim, that goes into what I said earlier about my friend who told me that her sister and some of the young people were talking about how, like, they're so desensitized that, like, they don't actually, like, do the real act. Because, like, they consumed all of this for so long, so intensely, right? That now it's like when the real thing is there, they're just kind of like, meh. And that goes with what you're saying. You're at this point now where, I mean, let's face it. How many times have you been out and about, right? And we, you know, Tim and I talked about this. You'll see people who, let's say you're out eating, right? And you can tell that it's a date. It's some kind of like date kind of interaction, right? And Tim, what are the people doing? What are the average people doing on dates now? Mm-hmm. Yep, on the phone. It's like, wait, I mean, are we going to talk? Are we going to interact? Like, and this is where we're at, because my thing is this. Grim, how do you believe the lockdowns affected this going forward? Because remember, the lockdown made you reconsider things, right? Do I really need cable? Do I really want a relationship? Do I really want kids? How do you think it affect how it affected everybody in terms of, you got locked down, you were left alone with your thoughts and your vices, right? Your thoughts, your passion, your vices. How do you believe that affected people?
Well, okay, I think it was orchestrated. I mean we do know that there's some kind of greater, you know, we talked about the Great Reset and all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But there's more to this, because they wanted to push people towards interacting with each other in this manner that we have now with Zoom and all that kind of thing. And now they're pushing metaverse. So they're like, hey, guess what? And I predicted this. I talked about it in a video that I did where I said that people will eventually be working in the metaverse. And McDonald's is metaverse. How the hell do you eat? How in the hell do you eat something that, I mean, look, I thought that paying for Street Fighter costumes was a bit much, but now you're going to make me pay for virtual food? Like, oh, it's an NFT and McDonald's is getting into NFTs. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? I got to pay for a picture of fries now? I mean, is that how they're going to fix it?
It has
inflation?
No value.
Oh, don't worry, Grim. They'll be injecting the insect paste into us soon enough.
We're on the way of the original Snowpiercer movie where they were eating bugs. Where they were basically eating bugs, and that's it.
It gets closer and more insane, because you know, Grim, we were talking earlier, and I had sent you that message about one of the reasons a lot of this, obviously, like, you know, people can go the whole boring, you know, break down the nuclear family, but like, I think something else has happened.
Yeah.
And it's this thing of the mommy issues, because moms are out here, especially a lot of single moms, and they're out here twerking on TikTok now, right? And that has kind of led to a lot of these kids being left alone, which is what, you know, you hear that more and more, right? Well, I was kind of left to my own devices, right? What do you have to say about the mommy issues that's going on out here, both like in the meta and in the real world?
Well, I mean, there's a good point that somebody talked about why the mommy thing was important, why it was so big in the anime hentai community. A lot of guys, now I know there are people that have MILF fetishes, but there may very well be some guys out there that didn't have a mother in their life or proper father or anything. Like, I mean, they may idolize, like, they may idolize a male character and say, well, I wish I had a father. They might idolize a mother character. Well, I wish she was my mommy, you know. And basically, the mommy characters always have giant boobs because of the milking aspect. So there's a lot of that seems to show that these guys, the kids are getting neglected, basically. They're getting neglected, and the reason why is because people of my generation and maybe the Zoomers, I mean, we're talking about Gen A when we're talking about kids. Gen A is so fucked, by the way. But the millennials, my generation, was just getting kind of old. And then, of course, the Zoomers, they're the ones that are believing they want to be famous now. They want to be, I'm 27, I'm 37, but I want to be famous. I want to be, and they don't care about the kid they had when they were 16. They just want to go, because they've got guys from Saudi Arabia and all these other places hitting them up for pictures. And I mean, you heard about Amaranth. It's so fucking rich. She owns several gas stations and has enough money where she lost $300,000. She never has to work again. And it's all because the simps and the pay pigs gave her all their goddamn money. Meanwhile, they're in probably worse shape. Well, I know that's a good thing. But what I'm saying is they're in worse shape because they gave her all their money. They actually made it so a person doesn't have to work, and they doomed themselves to probably slaving, 9 to 5 for the rest of their fucking life, because that's what they give their money to. You know, I mean, it's somebody that doesn't give them anything in return. You know, when I buy games and stuff like that, you know, I buy for the experience. I enjoy it. I love the characters. One thing that a lot of people don't know about me, and like when they say, oh, you do hentai. So no, I actually enjoy the stories, the characters, and we do some that have no sex at all. I just go ahead and read it because I love reading and I love comic books. I've always loved comics. And I think that the visual novel combines both. So I get the comic kind of thing with the music and the voice acting. So that really works for me, and I love doing it. It's fun. A lot of people don't get that. They think that, oh, it's just the sex scenes. And of course, they can be really funny sometimes, because I'm like, oh my God, do I have to really read this? And it's hilarious. Like, there's sometimes I'll see, like, guys, I'm not fucking reading that. Like, it'll be like, or it's like, oh, cum into my vagina or whatever. Like, you know, stuff like that. I'm not fucking reading that, because somebody's gonna, I mean, they could already clip me on so many fucking things. Oh, look at all the horrible things this guy said. Yeah, in the context of the visual novel.
Grim, what is the name of that face that these girls make that Belle Delphine was
the
famous
one
for?
I fucking hate.
Ahageo.
I hate it.
What? Okay, so
face.
So I think that's saying something, because like I said, when I didn't know that face had a term.
Yeah,
I remember seeing it. I was like, why do they keep making this stupid face? Like I didn't know that was a thing. And like I remember I watched a I think I was it might have been like the Flash stream when I was with Nick, or it may have just been when I was with Nick one on one, and the girl that was like, oh, send me bits, and if you send me X amount of bits, I'll do this. And she does, like, Nick, what is this stupid face? Like, and my thing was, who likes this? But you know what? Guess what, Tim? We talked about it. Because these guys are so into anime, they are taking something that is fake, a fantasy, and they want someone who's real to simulate and emulate, which goes back to what Grimm said. These girls are getting more and more plastic. They're looking like inhuman creatures. Runner level.
Yeah.
Know, once Belle started doing real porn, now no one talks about her anymore.
Is it like, Tim, that
they look
shit's
like
crazy,
dogs,
right?
With their tongues hanging out. They look like dogs with their tongues hanging out, even in the damn hentai. Because let me tell you something. I actually went back and bought old hentai. Because I'm like, you know what? At least I know I don't have to deal with the ehegal shit. Because I do not like it. I've read some recent ones. Every single girl does ehegal, and it looks like their tongue's hanging out like a dog that, you know, when the dog is really hot outside and the dog's like, and the tongue's just hanging down. That's what I think it looks like with the anime girl. And I'm like, that is awful.
There is a story behind that. Where did I hear this from? But the ahageo face was made because in Japan, when they had to censor porn, they couldn't show orgasms. So they had to make a facial expression that denoted an orgasm. And that was the origin of the ahageo face.
Yeah. Now, and then they make the sound like,
Now see, that might also be because, okay, this is why the anime girls have big eyes. They have the big Disney eyes, because when they were doing Astro Boy, they basically didn't have the budget to do facial expressions, like mouth expressions. So what they did is they took from Walt Disney, and they realized that they could use the eyes to show expressions. And That's why they have the great big eyes, because the eyes in the anime characters show different expressions. That's why we have these Disney eyes. Now, the problem with the Disney eyes is that they also portray innocence. And this is what anti-anime fans, anti-hentai fans, I've fought bunches of them sent on GOG recently because they put all the hentai games on and there are a lot of Puritans there. But anyway, the reason why they don't like it because it makes them look innocent. And that's why the Disney princesses, if you'll notice, they have big eyes. It's all to show innocence. And remember, Japan likes cute things. So that's why a lot of care to be like, oh, but she looks like she's 12, you know, with a Xenoblade Chronicles 3 argument. She looks like she's 12. And it's like, it's only because of those innocent eyes, the big yep. eyes that they've used. And that's the problem. See, I don't have a problem with these guys having waifus. I don't have a problem with it. I have some of my own. Most of my waifus are about my age or older, though. That's the thing. I guess because I'm older. But, you know, I actually like the mistress from Starless. She's in her 30s, 40s, I think. And the doctor from Persona, she's in her 30s. I don't know. I just can't get into the high school girl. Maybe it's because I'm in my 30s. I can't do it.
Grim, there's actually some research behind this. I think Ken talked about it. But one of the reasons that kids turn to hentai is because looking up porn of their own age is illegal.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes an awful lot of sense.
And you talked about how girls will look a lot younger than they actually are in anime. And I mean, men are visual creatures, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
We can know that she's 25, but if she looks 18, that does it.
Well, let's be honest though. Everybody in this world,
yeah,
you are the age that someone believes you to be. Until they are, it is denoted otherwise, right? Like, so yeah. Watch this. A girl is 16 and she walks up to you and she says something, right? You see guys get caught up in this all the time, right? The girl looks 19. She said she's 18. I was like, oh, okay, whatever, right? And the guy went ahead and then he gets caught up. Have you guys ever seen some of these like MILFs or cougars? Some of them, especially South American or Asian, right? They also have how Asians don't age. Ever, and then they age like 50 years overnight, right?
Yeah.
There are some Asian women I have seen, Grim. No bullshit. You know they do those like little TikTok things of like the, you know, it's like the mother and the daughter, and they're like, you know, like, and they're wearing the same outfit, right? Who wore it better? And you're like, these women literally look like fucking sisters, right? Like, maybe, yeah, if you really look, you can tell. But sometimes you really don't know. Tim, a woman can be 41, and look, she can be passable, but 25 maybe, you know what I'm saying?
That's what.
But then the daughter, no, this is Asians, Grim, you've seen that, right? With Asian women in particular.
Like,
a 40-year-old can pass for 20 easily. And on the flip side, the girl, her daughter is 18, but she's 18, she could pass for 25. You legitimately don't know. You're like, okay. You don't know.
Yeah, well, see, they actually had to do something because Twitter has just gotten so crazy about this, and it's always furries. It's always furries. But furries Twitter's gotten so crazy about this that they had to have the actual girls, like actual Japanese women that are over the age of 18 in their 20s, to go in there and say, look, yes, I'm this age. I know I look like this, and yes, I have breasts the size of Nanako-chan. I didn't watch it. I'm sorry, guys. I've got the manga. Maybe I'll catch up with it. But anyway, they had to prove that women like this existed. It was like, yes, I have big breasts like this. Yes, I am short. Yes, I look young, but I'm a real person. You know, I'm not...
Grim, do you know who actually just did that? Shout out to our girl, Anna, Star Wars girl, because she did the calendar. And she, you know, remember there was all that flack about, you know, Mary Jane, you know, a real woman can't be built like that. And then she did the pose and they were kind of like, oh, the salt came. You see what I'm saying? And the salt comes, but at the end of the day, it's like this. Grim, I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. What do you think are the positives and negatives in terms of like, you know, these anime relationships compared to real life relationships? Like, romantic and platonic. Like, what are some things that, like, from these animes that you can say, hey, this actually is a positive?
Okay. Well, first of all, let's be honest here. I do like the, because there are anime that's slice of life, and slice of life are relationship-based anime. Sometimes the anime or visual novel, because you even have visual novels like this, sometimes it's not too far off. They have good days and they have bad days. They have days where they're just completely vile. And then they have days where they're, I mean, so that's not really too far off. Sometimes these guys are getting a taste of it vicariously. They are getting a vicarious taste of it, you know. But of course, these guys, unless they're they're sadists, which does exist in this community, unless they're sadists, they're probably going to go for the positive sides of these relationships. They're not going to see or just laugh off the crazy stuff. Or they're going to think it's silly. So when a real woman does it and she's serious and she slaps the shit out of them, they're not going to know what to think. So, you know, with a real relationship, there's, you know, you have to communicate and you have to sacrifice. You have to both sacrifice for each other. It's all about sacrifice and it's about working together. It's like, okay, this is how we're going to do this. How are we going to do that? I like relationships where the man and the woman will actually kind of work together as a team to kind of figure shit out. Because if you don't work as a team and one person is in control of, you know, pretty much all the shit that goes down, not that men shouldn't have their place, you know, at men decisions. But, you know, I've always liked it where there was a team. Well, we're going to do this day. We're going to, you know, we're going to work together and get this done. Because if you're not working together in a partnership, what the fuck have you got? I mean, even in the old days, I mean, there were partnerships. The women knew what their role was and the men knew what their role was. I said, well, I better get to work and get my shit done. Oh, well, I better make sure this house is clean. I better make sure, like those 1950s things that I think it was Ty shared. The children had to be clean and presentable. The house had to be, you know, clean. The no drama when the man comes in. You know, make sure the dinner's ready. And I've even talked to women that said, oh, well, I need to hurry up and get my husband's dinner ready, you know, because they knew he was going to come home and he wanted, you know, there are still in my area very, very few women that were taught how to be a housewife and they only wanted to be a housewife. Matter of fact, I went to work, I worked with one and I never knew that her goal was basically to be a housewife. Now, do they get along? Well, I mean, he tolerates her. Mm-hmm. She has his kids. She's on her third kid right now. And she goes on Facebook and blah, 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 drama, drama, drama. Now, I don't know what part of that he gets, but she did say one time, she's like, well, I'm upset because my husband doesn't want to sit and watch movies with me. He wants to go do his own thing. And of course, she complains about it on Facebook. But at the same time, that's his fucking decision.
Yeah,
that's
his decision
to do what he wants to do.
I would always suggest that the women go out there and the main things that women complain about with men, usually it's something that requires attention. Mm-hmm. Just go do that with your girlfriends. He doesn't want to come and watch 50 Shades or do the whatever it is, or you know, look at furniture at IKEA. Do that with your girlfriends. And this is the thing though. You know, Grim, we talked before about the prevalence of poly relationships going forward, and you spoke in particular about a regular comic called Swing, and how it kind of is further getting delving into the future of relationships of this poly movement. What can you say about that?
Well, I will say I haven't looked at much of it because apparently the copy that Humble gave me is a piece of crap. It's really blurry and very hard to read. Thank you, Humble, for that. But I was looking and I noticed that it does have all the terms. And I was like, oh my God, this is literally about swinging. So I was going to read all of it first and probably do a review on my website, which is thegrimtower.com. And basically, I was going to go ahead and maybe cover that because I'd never, you know, I'm not familiar with that community. That's something that you were into and you know a lot about, but I don't know anything about it. So, I mean, I know what you've said. And I'm going to say, well, from what you said, I'm going to see how well this comic portrays all that. But there are even guys in the hentai community. I believe one guy in a group said he's got two girls that he has in his little, you know, his little pets. So I know a couple of these things. I just never got into it myself. I remember when I did adult stuff, obviously they would ask me to be a bull. And I was like, I'm not into it. Like, I'm just not into going and meeting people, especially older. They were older than me. And doing this, I don't even know you. I don't know that you're going to throw me in a cellar or something and chain me up. Because there's been real situations when some of that stuff has happened.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Wait,
Grim, did you see the article someone posted? Remember that, Tim? The guy went over to that girl's, was that in the UK? She's 20. And the guy was waiting for him in the car or something? You saw that, right?
I don't know which article you're talking about. Someone just posted
in the Discord. So the guy went out there simping. Someone's gonna post it in the text, right? The guy, he's a simp, right? And he thinks, oh, you know what? I tell you what, girl, I'm gonna hook up with this hot girl. Next thing you know, he got ambushed.
I'm seeing the article that they put in there now.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Put his ass to the motherfucking blade.
Yeah.
Game over.
I'm not surprised. Men need to be more careful with this shit. You know, when I was first starting out, I was originally gonna call myself Captain Caution, but I figured it would be way too fucking cheesy. So I just went with my music handle, which is the Grimlord has been for years. And, you know, I'm just like, you guys got to be cautious. There's so many young guys I work with. I work with so many young black men, college age black men, and they tell me all the shit that's going on. I read Pelham here and there. They were really surprised to hear about why women wear makeup and how it accentuates their, at first they thought I was talking bullshit, but then when I explained it, they're like, oh yeah, that does actually make sense. And they're like, man, you gotta tell us some more stuff. Of course, the first thing, what do you think is the first thing they wanted to know? Give me the sauce. Give me the sauce, Grim. Tell me how to get game. I was like, what? Yeah. It's like, and then the guy's like, oh, I'm gonna tattoo her name on my arm. And ooh. I'm like, dude, why are you gonna do that? And he said, it's 2022. It's like, I can just get it changed. And then a guy above him says, well, yeah, but you're still going to look at that tattoo and know that you had to cover that woman's name up every time you look at your arm.
What are you going to do next? Hyphenate your name?
Right.
These guys are just really dumb. And of course, one of the guys like, well, I'm not like y'all. I'm not going to use the terms they use, but a dog ass, you know. But I'm not like y'all. I went in. I was in a relationship for 2 years, and turns out she was cheating. And then later on, he said that's okay because I was too. And I was like, dude, that makes you a dog ass. Well, you know, that makes you that. But that's what these guys are doing. Literally, I will tell you what goes on with college-age black men. It is constantly showing each other the phones of the girls, constantly looking at the girls, constantly talking with the girls, saying sexual shit in the break room, literally in the break room, talking to these girls. Let me see your feet. Come on, let me see your feet. Like over there, I'm sitting here eating or whatever. The guy's like, oh, her feet don't look good. Let me see yours. Like literally, and the girls are laughing and everything else. And they're talking about how they bang these girls and get this pussy and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, damn, is that all you guys fucking think about?
It's literally all they do. That's why I like Lion and MGTOW calls them male hyenas. And, you know, Grim, we'll get you out of here with this.
Right.
When it comes to all of this, the outreach, right? Because, I mean, let's face it. This is a problem affecting everybody, right? And it permeates an entire culture. But, like, where is the outreach, right? Like, where is the the where do you talk about it without being shamed, without someone being like, oh God, you're a weirdo? Because everything now is, you know, everyone's going to get canceled for every little thing, right?
Right.
I mean, if you talk about something, they're like, oh God, no, we got to cancel. Look, they canceled RGE for something that was in the background, right?
Right.
Because it's so misunderstood. Like, where do you think is going to be the outreach coming for all of this, right? With all the hub, with all the anime, the hentai, like, what do you think is, like, the next bastion?
So, I mean, this community is still, I mean, it's not going away. It's made itself pretty strong. And even though my ass got kicked off, I'm almost up to what I had on YouTube. Thank you to all my subs. It's awesome. And, I keep going up. I keep talking and telling guys and giving them their hentai, whatever. I mean, you'd be surprised how many guys are interested in Starlicet. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad this exists, and I'm glad people are talking, and especially when I post something about the red pill, there's a lot of comments, and we get to talk about all this, and guys post their stuff, and I respond to them. So we do have that level of a community there, and of course, we have this server here, there's my server, there's other servers, there's Nick's to some extent, there's Red Pill guys in there. There's the doll server, there's Discord's been very useful. Apparently there's a free speech Discord coming soon. But what? I will tell, yes, I've heard something about it, just kind of muttered. I don't know, I think it was it Chronic that said it? I can't remember who said it, but somebody said something about a free speech Discord. They're working on it.
That'd be funny.
They're working on it, but there's gonna be, as long as we have internet. Look, if we're all chilling in the metaverse, we're all chilling in the metaverse in our own little fucking MIG town, literal, like, you know, if that's
we'd get Susan out of the meta so quickly, they'd put us in like the junk verse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, okay, Tim, it's kind of lawless right now in the VR world. So just because Meta doesn't, oh, well, I know, but there's always going to be an alternative. That's what I mean. There's always going to be something else. It may not be as good as the big one. I mean, you can't even talk about shit on Facebook anymore. They take pretty much anything you've got to say, and they only basically post, they only basically share stuff that they consider necessary on the wall. And that's how that works. It's not like the old days.
I can't even talk about the weather, because every time I talk about the weather, they put that little thing that's like, oh, see how the climate is changing in your area.
And you know what?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And you know what surprised the hell out of me? I posted because, you know, obviously, Amber, cool guy, he's letting me post my hentai. I posted a pair of boobies on the hentai, on the video for one of my Starless. By the way, that's the most watched video for that. I wonder why. And I posted it on Twitter. Now, you and I and everybody else knows that there is porn by the bushel.
We just got sent
on Twitter. And guess what? Twitter sends me a message saying, we may have to put a warning on your post. I literally just showed a woman suspended from a chandelier with their breasts hanging out. That's all I showed. There's 10 million times worse things on Twitter that I have seen and can verify. And I'm like, this is your line? This is your line? A woman suspended on a chandelier with her breasts hanging out? There's not even any, she's not even nude. She still has panties. She's still wearing her panties.
Nick, do you remember when Nick talked about the kid who couldn't get his own porn, his own underage porn taken off of Twitter?
I read the case and I was furious. I could not believe.
Yeah. Anyways.
Like, that's horrible.
I'd hate to end on that kind of a note, but Grim, show your stuff. How could people find you?
Okay. Since YouTube hates me, and that's probably my fault because of the Starless Barnyard fun, but you can reach me on the Grimlords Games and Rants. MGTOW.TV/Grimlords Games and Rants. You'll find it. And you can also find me on BitChute at Grimlords Games and Rants. And that's probably the best place. I do have a Patreon, but nobody subs. And I had a subscribe star to adult. Nobody subs. I don't really care. I do this for fun a lot. But if people do like it, it helps, you know. I mean, I'm just that regular guy. I get up, I work, I come in, I do the hentai or the visual novels. And I've actually got some throat issues, I think. So I'm trying to work through that.
Drex and I's eyebrows both raised up. Oh, wait, you got throat issues?
I mean,
well, no, they happen to do with gastritis and gastroesophageal reflux. So, I happened to get after I was working that overnight shift, and they messed me up. So I don't know how long I'm going to have these. They might be a lifelong thing. I might have to deal with them. They're trying to say, oh, we want you on omeprazole. And I'm like, I don't want to take omeprazole because I know it's got all these lawsuits against it. I'm trying aloe vera gel. I do a half of the gel in the morning and a half of the gel at night. And it seems to be working. But I have to talk to my GI on Monday. And hopefully I'm getting better. Because if not, I'm probably going to have to go on that crap for at least a month. And I don't want to do it. Yeah. But I mean, if it's really bad and it's going to last forever, and it basically gives you like a laryngitis because it attacks your throat. The stomach acid and bile attacks your throat, not your esophagus. You don't get heartburn. And the problem is a lot of people that use their vocals and their throats, and I used to do a lot of heavy metal and singing. This happens to a lot of singers. So yeah, it's something I'm dealing with right now, and hopefully I get it worked out. Yeah, I mean, it's about, you know, being healthy, because my diet, it was never great, but now I guess I kind of have to change things up a little bit. Can't have as many spicy foods and stuff like that. But you never know when you have this thing, because coffee might upset me, but Dr. Pepper won't. It's the weirdest crap ever. I feel like aliens invaded my body.
If you want to contribute to Grimm's throat fund, hit up his Patreon or Subscribestar. Are you under Grim Lord's Games and Rants on Patreon?
Grimm's Hentai Corner on Patreon. And I think I'm Grim Lord's Games and Rants on Subscribestar.adult. I have to be on the adult one because obviously I do adult content.
Okay.
So yeah, that's how you can get a hold of me. I'd appreciate any subs. Hey, we're doing we just put up Starless today. I'm putting up Dead End Igus. I had to, and somebody said do Bible Black. We are fucking doing Bible Black. We've been talking about it. So what people say, oh Grim, but I thought you loved the whole waifu thing. Yeah, I do, but I don't think it's real. I don't attribute waifus to real women. And if anything can be learned tonight, that's what I think needs to be learned.
We'll leave it at that. Yeah, thanks for coming on, Grim. Damn. What a great talk, man.
Yeah. Hey, Drex, I got an email if we want to address that.
Oh, what's that?
Or we can save it for next week. Yeah, it's not very long. We can go through it now. But Grim, once again, thank you very much. If you can just go ahead and mute yourself there so I don't pick up any feedback from you.
Wait, don't we have to get him for the intro?
Oh, well, actually, no, technically, I just need you, right? Because I just do the...
I can just say that, yeah.
What's going on in the world. Yeah, okay, and then I'll cut it in. But we'll get the email first, because I want the intro at the very end. That way I know, just move that up to the front.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I have to go searching for it in the middle of the recording, and that is not good. But the email... this was a comment sent to us on Locals. So we have a couple of Locals subscribers now. So that's thank you for picking. And we try to be convenient, right? So people subscribe to Nick on Locals, and I said, well, I'm going to put Drexel there because if you don't want your credit card on like 18 different sites, right? So if you're subscribing to Nick on Locals and you want to support Drex and MGTOWN, we make it easy to do so on the same platform. And that's what it's always been about. Anyways, the comment that came in was four questions. First question. In order to be a bull, you need to be, I'd assume you need to be in a certain headspace. In order to blow that back out, how gay is it to cuck someone really, assuming the cuck is right there ready to give you snacks?
I've always maintained this. Nothing that you do is gay until you do something gay, right? Because by that logic, I mean, let's face it, Tim.
Grabbing someone else and putting them back in when they
That's gay. Yeah, that's gay.
That's gay.
So, okay, prime example. Guys in sports, guys in the military can shower naked in the same area, right? that doesn't make them gay. You see what I'm saying? Like, go ask anybody in the military. And like, dudes were showered. Like, football players, they showered in the same area. Like, that doesn't mean they were, you know, side by side, but like, they're showering in the same general shower. It's like a commons area, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make you gay. You're not, if you're not doing sexual acts with men, it's not gay. Once you start doing sexual acts or simulating sexual acts, like getting pegged, Jack Murphy style, yeah, nah, bro. Nah, you crossed over.
Okay. Question number two. This is a morbid one, but have you ever been in a situation where a friendly fire happened and how did you react? Did you ever have peers whom experienced it, and has there ever been a fight that broke out as a result? I'm assuming
crossing yeah. schlongs, maybe.
Or maybe
I haven't heard of any fighting.
Squirt.
Yeah. if that happens, bro, yeah, you might be fighting. But yeah, I haven't heard of any of that. I'm sure it has happened. You know what I'm saying? I mean, anything and everything has happened. Just because the more people you involve, the more opportunities you have, the higher probability to have something go wrong. So that's how that works.
So the answer is no, you've never had a friendly fire incident.
No.
I'm assuming it's not common in the lifestyle to accidentally end up in someone else's ass. It's like, oh my God, how did I end up here?
Yeah.
There's no banana peels on the floor.
Yeah, none of that stuff goes on.
All right. I'm also of the opinion that relationships in the future will be purely transactional and polyamorous. But since the West and Western influenced society are gynocentric, I'm not so sure that prostitution will be normalized. So I think what will occur in the future is that a pimp will marry a hoe intentionally, and then she'll be prostituted out to Johns. And when the police catch up, they'll say, they could just say, oh yeah, he's a cuck, and the pimp is off scot-free.
I don't think they'll ever let pimps get off. What they'll do is similar to what you're seeing now. They will decriminalize prostitution in terms of the woman selling it. But they'll still keep the man eligible for buying it, right? Which sounds insane, because that doesn't really make any sense, right?
Well, and tax fraud. They'll go after you on tax fraud.
Yep. Yeah, women won't be blamed for anything. Dude, no matter how bad you think it is, this is Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0, like SSM says, shout out to Strong Successful Male. But like, when people ask me, yo, do you ever see prostitution being legalized? No, because Tim, you and I both know this. If they legalize prostitution tomorrow, relationships will be over permanently, right?
Yep.
Forever. Never to return because of globalization. Like back in the day, remember, there was a legalized prostitution, right? That's why they call it the world's oldest profession in designated areas. But if you just remember, Tim, that was before the internet, right? Mm-hmm. Before OnlyFans, before dating apps. Once you legalize that, could you imagine a girl giving you any lip? Oh, Tim, you ain't doing a... I'm out. Like, before she can even finish a sentence of nagging and bitching, the guy's already out the door.
Right? Yeah, I'm already on Tinder.
Because it's transactional. You're like,
yep.
This is the service I need. And when you're not giving it to me, the guy's like, oh, I'm out. It'll just go bounce and go pay for it.
I made the prediction on a show maybe a couple of months ago that at some point in the future, we're just going to have like NFCs that we can tap.
Yep.
We just tap our phones and it'll tell you her price.
Yep.
For that night. Right. And her price, up or down, depending on how long it's been. Right.
Yeah. Based on the factors. Right. Well, it's a sliding scale, no different than the stock market. Right. They were selling it in Greece for the cost of a sandwich. Right. So if they're selling it for the cost of a sandwich in Greece, you think that, you know, based on what market you're in, right? If you're in Dubai, oh, damn, man, they're expensive in Dubai. Then a guy goes over to, say, you know, DR. And I've always said, man, the simps ruined it. Because the more that the simps that came over and started tricking off, now they view everyone as a mark. It will be that level of transactional, though, Tim. I think that part is guaranteed. Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. Yeah, look. Guys
can
be going to strip clubs and just tap, you know, like, look, tap to pay, right?
Yep. I can't wait till you can just swipe a MasterCard right through her ass crack, and there you go.
Yeah, well, that was in Nelly's tip drill video, right?
Yeah,
that was like part of that. That was like one of the main things that people go, this is misogynistic.
Well, that was one of the earliest jokes I ever remember being told. Is a newfie goes to a strip club, and all his friends are putting money in her string, right? And then he grabs money and takes a swipe with a credit card. That was one of the earliest newfie jokes we ever told.
Yep.
Anyways, last question is completely unrelated, but do you think the West will collapse? And do you think the powers that be will keep it stable by putting us in pods and feeding us bugs?
No, it'll be a soft collapse. The only way you get a hard collapse is if basically you get invaded, right? You have to get invaded and conquered. But soft collapse in terms of, I mean, let's face it, Tim, you're seeing a soft collapse now, right? That's why they keep saying reset. San Francisco, Chicago, all these, you know, super blue cities, the red cities that have no money that always need federal aid, you're going to see it differently. Dude, people are living rough. The cost of goods keeps going up, right? Skyrocketing. You're either going to be a have or a have not. It's going to be that simple.
Yeah, and you know what? Most of us are have nots. If you're wondering if you are the have or have not, then you're not.
You're not. Yeah. If you're a guy who's like this, Jeff Bezos doesn't worry if he's a have not, right? He's like, oh yeah, man. I know. So multiple properties, private jets. So that's how it's going to go.
Anyways. All right, guys, you know how to find us and support us, youtube.com/MGTOWNPodcast. We're also on MGTOW.TV/MGTOWNPodcast. Shout out to Amr for giving us a platform, for giving Grim a platform, and not Susaning us. Until next time, everyone, stay frosty.
Stay toxic, kings.